Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting third. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Kraft. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Lee Gamble. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Derringer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Paul Derringer. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting seventh. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Passo. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Claude Passo. And now, play ball. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCormick. The throw from Todd and he is safe. McCormick steals second. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey takes first base on ball four. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a fly ball towards left. Gleason catches it, throws to Wurstler, who relays to second to get McCormick, who can't get back to the bag on time. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gamble who is chasing the ball. Hermann reaches third base with a triple. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft strikes out. Two outs. Lee Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into left field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer strikes out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 1 in the game. Gleason bunts towards the mound. Derringer fields it and throws to first for the out. Herman moves to second. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Herman moves to third. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 1 in the game. Lieber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herman scores. It's 1 to nothing, Cubs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0 for 1 in the game. Kraft hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-1 in the game. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler strikes out. Two outs. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0-for-1 in the game. Passo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Derringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McCormick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hack. The throw from Lombardi and he is out, Frey applying the tag. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Herman hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. Gleason hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Passo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-2 in the game. McCormick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-2 in the game. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lieber hits a line drive towards third. Werber catches it and throws to first to double up Nicholson. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-2 in the game. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0 for 2 in the game. Kraft hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Passo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Derringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 2 in the game. Wurstler hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0 for 2 in the game. Passo hits a fly ball into left field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hack is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McCormick strikes out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Frey takes first base on ball 4. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 1, and Cincinnati Reds, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.